The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You see a pair of laughing eyes, and suddenly you're sighing sighs. You're thinking nothing's wrong, you string along, boy, then snap.
What? What's a tender trap? Was
those
it, are you saying something out? What's this? Al always, there's always an ulterior motive, Carol, to Al's songs.
Never.
Tender trap, what?
Never. Well, you're just keeping it calm.
He got me to calm mood this morning, I tell you. I was fired up. I think the president did the right thing, taking out this Iranian general. And I go in about, you know, it's like a bit of a hawk. Now he's going to be criticized for it, of course. And then we come in, and of course we had some technical difficulties. But now we're up and we're running. And Carol Alt is here, so all is well. Now I'm calmed down. There's not so much the music. It's Carol coming in. And a good morning to you, Miss Alt. Great
and
to have you with us.
Good morning to all of you, and Happy New Year's to everybody.
You said, now that the holidays are over, our friend Maria Bartiromo said the same thing she tweeted out. In a way, I'm glad the holidays are over. She said, I know what she meant. It's like a sense of relief, a little bit, you know?
A lot bit. I mean, before the holidays, between Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, it's an entire month and a week of just constant pressure and stress and parties and eating badly, and everybody puts on weight, and then they're disappointed in the new year. And I'm just like, you know what? Let's just start the year. Everybody take a collective breath. Business as usual.
I panicked, and I said, and I got so uptight about presents and everything, but by the grace of God, it worked out so well.
Everybody loves money.
Yeah.
All my nieces and nephews, they just love money.
What did you do? Did you get them a specific present, each one? Or did you give them the gift card? Card, as it were.
You know, I did all kinds of different things. Yeah. My nephew is always at Home Depot, gift card. My niece is always on Amazon, gift card.
My
other niece had two kids. So I just really, now I just get for the kids.
They were given gifts. How was the party that, now we invited you to go to the Lo Bianco Christmas party, which was big. And you were so kind. You were with your mother, I think, that day, right?
Yes.
And all went well that day?
Everything went well. You know, my mom had her knee done too.
No.
But she had both knees done. My mom is like superwoman. Both knees.
Replacements. See, tell me about, I just had I'm a little whiner. I had a meniscus tear, which is so minor.
Oh my God, that's all you did, Joe. And I've been putting up with this since the wedding.
Right. You were the best. You were the best.
My mom's 87 and had both her knees in less than a year.
So they put a whole knee out? They put a knee at 87 years old?
What the doctor said? Don't look on the online videos because you won't do it. If you know what they do, you won't do it.
I don't want to get graphic this early in the morning, but they do. They take
the knee out and they put a new knee in. And by the way, the first one, she was up and running in 2 weeks.
I have a friend
who's a football player, got his knee. I won't say who it is, but I saw him at a wedding months later and he was gimping around and I was like, what happened? He goes, I had my knee replaced. I'm like, my 87-year-old mother had her knee replaced. She was up and working in the library 2 weeks later.
But your mom listened to the doctor, right?
Of course.
All right, Al. All right. All right.
I'm just saying.
All right, Al.
But my oldest sister is also a nurse, so she had in-home care. Right.
My doctor's great. I got the guy that works with the Jets, you know, and he did a great job. Great guy. And he goes, and I go, Doc, I got the little pain. He goes, and he said, Joe, and he said so nicely, And correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, but did you follow the therapy?
Yeah.
You and I went, no, I went dancing, I went running, I did, I climbed, you know, went back to Italy, we climbed all around. So you don't, you got to give your
you have to do what they have to do to be better.
It's
got
to take a chance to heal. So, but your, how old was your mother when she went in? 87 when she
went
in?
Yeah, she had one at 86, and then she had one at 87.
Is she like, is she a slim and tall like yourself?
My mom was tall for her generation, of course. Yeah, she was 5'7". I was 5'9".
Yeah.
My younger sister is 5'11".
You're such a New York girl, and I love when we have Carol Altine, international, super renowned film actress and supermodel, and you still have the New York accent.
I just came from hanging with my family, and I'm talking to you. That's what makes me such a great actress, is I can mimic people really quickly.
Well, I think you're back. How did your parents meet? Was it all New York? Or?
Well, it was very funny because my father's sister was marrying my mother's brother.
Wait a minute. That sounds a little bit like the Appalachians. What happened?
No. Oh, it was not incestuous at all.
No, no.
My father's sister was marrying my mother's brother, and she kept saying to her brother, Anthony, you should meet Muriel, my fiance's sister. And he's like, arr. And then when he met her, after they left and they all went to the beach, and my father was standing there with his best friend, he turned to his best friend and said, kick me in the... I could have met that girl months ago. And then he met... So my first cousins are like literally the same DNA as I am, but completely different. They're all short.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah.
So
we're all tall.
So you went to Italy with Andrea Bocelli. Thank you very much. We ended up going with Perillo Tours. We're going again in April.
I'm just saying. Because I have a movie coming out in Italy.
Oh, you're kidding me. Because I know you are. They love you in Italy.
Yeah, it's like The Big Chill meets The Hangover.
Cool. Did you shoot it there?
I shot it in Portugal.
And spoke in
Italian.
No, wait. You did the film in Italian?
Italian.
And could you speak fluent Italian?
You know, I speak like a bambina. I always say speak slowly and easily with me.
So, but you had to learn the script in Italian.
In Italian, yes.
Yeah, and you could hear the other, because your cues, of course, are in Italian.
Well, you know, I've done several films in Italian, and one had literally pages of, like, monologues. But when I did that, they were dubbing over me, so even if I made the slightest little mistake, this one, they wanted my actual voice accent, and I was supposed to be an American in Portugal who speaks Italian.
Yeah, when did you shoot this? When was this, recently?
Right after Andrea, after the Bocelli event.
Went over there, yeah.
Yeah, so Andrea Bocelli does a lot lot of charity work. He really does. Mm-hmm. And he did, of course, for the children of Terremoto, which is the earthquakes. So he's the first one that goes in and rebuilds schools.
Yeah, God bless him.
So, you know, they paid me a lot of money to be there, and I donated the money back to Andrea, and then I took a piece for my animal charities.
Yeah, well, let's go. Tell us about that. God bless you with the animals. Not just because you're a cat girl. And I love you with the cat videos. Oh,
my Sammy Saturday.
What's with the shoe thing, Carol Alt? I mean, really.
Well, the shoe thing really evolved kind of crazy. Okay, so I was on vacation
once.
You're
driving Robert Davi crazy. I know.
In fact,
he's got a little thing. I'll just say, we'll leave it there.
You know, I did a movie with Robert Davi, and he literally came out and attacked me on the lawn because I had taken my shoes off. And the next thing I know, I'm hanging upside down over the lawn, and he's got my ankle in his hand. I'm like, you know, screaming. He always writes me, I have to come in to do your shoe videos for you. I was on vacation one day, and some guy said, what shoes are you wearing? So I was like, these shoes. And I shot a picture of the shoes. And then I started posting all my shoes. And people were like, these shoes are beautiful. And there was conversations, and readership went up at Model Carol Alt. Thank you. On Instagram and Twitter. And then one day, my agent accidentally, instead of shooting a shoe video, instead of shooting a shoe picture, she had the video on. So I didn't have a picture. I just had a video. Yeah. So I posted the video. People went nuts. And I thought, all right, well, that's fun. So then we started posting videos. And I have my friend Ezequiel de la Rosa from Ez Studios. And he shoots all my shoe videos every year. So, but in terms of the animals, you know, I work with Best Friends Animal Society. And I also work with a woman.
She's so cute.
Well, I'm not going to let you get away without talking about my animal charity.
Dance away from the shoes. You like these shoes? Look at these shoes. Come on.
I saw these
Come
shoes.
Come on. These
Blue
Italian
crocodile.
Or I don't like to kill animals. I said, and I want to hear about your
Are
charity.
Are they pressed? But,
What's that mean? Pressed?
Are they pressed leather? So you don't have. They look like crocodile, but they're actually leather.
That's what I think it is.
Yes.
I hope it is, because I feel I don't. But like Frankie said to me, or Frankie Marano goes, well, Joe, you wear a cow, but you don't want to wear a crocodile.
Well, I don't eat crocodiles, but
I always feel bad. I feel bad.
Cows,
I don't want my shoes to be like an ostrich.
Listen, I don't like any animal being killed. Every time I read the Bible, you know, I read the Bible in the morning, as you know. Every time I read about how they slaughter the animals, I go,
So, but your charity helps all animals or just the cats that you have?
Well, I work also with a girl up in the Bronx. Can you imagine? This girl has 40 cats and 10 dogs that she rescues, and she pays for them herself on a dog walker salary.
Wow.
And her name is Denise, and I actually went up and visited her because I wanted to see what she was doing. Mm. And her landlord, God bless him, gave her the basement, and she cleaned it up and put all kinds of cat stuff in there. So she's at DMLAUFFER at 7585@gmail.com if you ever think you want to donate to a charity. Mm. She's not a 501c3, but this woman just pays for everything out of her own pocket. So I've been donating to her.
Yeah.
Instead of giving my nieces Christmas presents, we were talking about what you gave. You know, every year I send them a pair of Uggs. I just decided these two girls are the type of girls that would want to do this. And I said to them, I'm donating the money I would have spent on your Uggs to Denise. Oh. And then I called Chewy's and I said, will you match me? So I'm waiting to hear Chewy's. I'm waiting to hear from them if they'll match me for what I spend on Chewy's, if they'll match it and send it to Denise.
Yeah, that's nice. I wish I could do that to my kids. I've donated what I would give you as a present to a charitable cause. I don't know if that would have gone over big Christmas morning. You know
my best present from my mother? I opened up a thing. It said Intimissimi on. I thought, my mom's buying me underwear. Oh, my God. Like, I'm really degenerated here. Not my husband or my lover. My mother is buying me underwear. And when I opened the box, there was a $100 bill in there. And she said, you know what that's for? I said, no. I hope I don't cry when I say this. Oh. She said, that's for you to donate to your favorite charity.
Oh, my God.
To your animal charity. My
God
mother understood that that's what I was doing. That's where my passion
that
is.
That is so great.
I was like, wow.
And you are such a family gal. I'll call you, and then you're running out to the island or something with your mother and your sister and everything. I talked to your sister on the phone once. That was fun. Huh?
Well, you know, I lost my father when he was about 54, and I lost my brother just as he turned 50. And I realized that time is very finite. You have a very small amount of time with the people you love, and you never know when it's going to end, especially in this crazy world. Things happen. And I just don't want that moment where you go, I shoulda, coulda, woulda, and I didn't. So
tell me about your brother. Forgive me. Your brother died at a young age.
Yeah. He died in the middle of New York City. So, of course, they did a coroner's investigation. And my sister Karen is a nurse and could not understand that the coroner said, we can't find anything. And, you know, I'm very spiritual. For me, it was just he did what he came to do. And he left. You know, it was over for him. He just, in the middle of, hi, I'm Tony Ault, boom, fell to the ground. And, of course, all the EMS and the fire department, they all know the Ault name because of my father.
Yeah.
And they came running, and he was dead before he hit the ground.
Oh,
if you got to go,
gosh.
Joe, that is the way to go.
That's
the way to go, you know. Unfortunately, he just did it on Bastille Day. My father did it at least on Christmas, so you never forget.
Oh,
you know,
Lord.
Bastille Day, you go, huh? Oh, yeah, today's Bastille Day. Oh, I better call my mom.
Yeah, you know, because when people look at you and they see, you know, all the your quote-unquote glamorous kind of lifestyle, but you really have been through a lot.
Oh, yeah.
In many ways, emotionally.
As you know, I lost the love of my life in a car accident.
Oh, man, that is a story. Can you tell us?
No, I don't really tell that story.
Oh, God. You can't? It's on the morning radio. We're in family here. Can you tell? Because it really that moved me so much. And it was like you were in a situation. Look, I'm leading you into this story.
I know you are. I know you are.
And I apologize for that. We have a couple minutes, but you're in a situation.
I would rather talk about property taxes in New York City.
No, we'll get there. We talk about all that stuff. Let's talk about Carol and that emotion.
Charlie, don't laugh at me. He's like, I'm trying to change something.
So, no, but you had a situation. You were in the marriage, and then...
Well, Ronnie and I were kind of... It was kind of over. You know, I was working really hard, and he was retired.
Ronnie,
Ron Greshner, my ex-husband. And he wanted to move to Florida, and... You know,
you were a legendary couple, Carol.
It was a moment. You know, it was a moment. And don't get me wrong, I still love him. He was a whole part of my childhood. I met him. I was 20, 21 years old. We were together till I was 35 or 36. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he was a huge part of my life. But you know, I was when he retired, I was 29 years old, and I was doing three movies a year, four movies a year, and he wanted to retire to Florida, and I'm like, dude, this is, you know, we just started parting ways, and you know, in a moment, he walked out, and I met someone else, and in the day that we just decided this was over, and he knew what was happening, and I knew what was happening with him, and it was, for me, no hard feelings. It
and
was just
someone
what
else
it was
an internationally renowned person.
He was waiting for me in Europe, and Ronnie had someone else who was waiting for him in New Jersey, and
New Jersey, Joe.
I know you said that like a Jersey, the Jersey person.
It was a Jersey girl. Anyway, yeah, so, you know, I was very happy for him. And then as we're talking about this, the phone rings. And my friend was trying to reach me. And Ronnie said, you know, you should pick up the phone. And I was like, no, this is more important than anything else. Somebody was calling me to tell me.
And you had a relationship with this person.
This person had passed. As Ronnie and I remember in the afternoon, it was on ESPN, so Ronnie was clicking channels, and we were sitting there.
Can we say what this person did? I mean, it was just the way they did. And forgive me, you're going to kill me for doing that, but
well,
can
you know,
I say?
You know what the problem is? It's not for me. It's for his family.
Oh, God, you are good.
You know what I mean?
Make me feel really bad.
No, I don't mean to make you feel bad. You know, they'd rather not. And so for me,
he was an international athlete, and and everyone knew when he died, it was a terrible thing. And you witnessed it on the television.
You know what was worse is I had to go and get my European Emmy the next week, and he was going to surprise me and give it to me.
Look at you.
And I knew it because all my friends were like, you're coming, right? You're coming alone, right? You're coming, right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm coming. And we were finished. I was filming with Hulk Hogan in Florida. We were shooting, Thunder in Paradise. And it was our last week. And I just remember I was like a zombie all week. And then I had to go to this event and I had to get this award knowing he was supposed to give it to me. And it was just like, I remember smiling, but tears rolling down my face. Yeah, it was just, and I couldn't speak.
So emotional for that. Sometimes I think you're Italian.
You know? I am Italian. I'm more Italian than you are, Joe. Parla italiano, Joe.
I know. Sometimes I think.
Ma come no, Joe. Dabai.
See, look, you're welcome. Parla Tourist, April, Easter in Rome, Carol Holt. I'm just saying.
As I said, my movie's coming out, so hey, I might already be there.
So, Jeffrey Lyons is going to join us coming up, and Dr. Seb Gorka as well, Alan Dershowitz, and you always at 877-970-2999. Carol Holt is with us. It's Piscopo Holt and Debbie Duhame out there on the roads at 821 and AM 970. The answer.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Carol. Good morning, everybody. Let's go out to the Bronx River Parkway South at Oak Street into Yonkers. It's an accident over there. 684 South, the ramp at exit 4, an accident right on that ramp to watch out for. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you this morning on 22 East into Watchung Ave, getting out through North Plainfield with a collision. And Route 1 South at Finnegan's Lane, right in North Brunswick, an accident there as well. 280 East, exit 1 into Parsippany. It's a crash. Hudson River crossings moving along smoothly. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Grand Central Parkway West at 188th, a collision. And the westbound belt as you head right out toward Rockaway Boulevard. Watch out for an accident over there as well. 110 southbound by Jericho Turnpike. Accident getting down toward Huntington Station. Also seeing delays over on the A train. Rain today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Are you paying too much for your mobile phone? Are you worried about reliability? What about the fact that Big Mobile donates to left-wing causes like abortion and open borders? Try Patriot Mobile instead. Only Patriot Mobile donates a portion of your bill to support conservative causes like religious liberty, life, and the Second Amendment. Starting at $25, Patriot plans have unlimited talk, text, and the same reliable nationwide service with no hidden fees. In 2020, conservatives have got to stick together. Go to patriotmobile.com/Gorka and use the offer code G-O-R-K-A to get a free month of service when you open a new line. Or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 877-367-7524. Vote with your dollars. Support companies fighting for your values and save. That's patriotmobile.com/GORKA or 877-367-7524. That's 877-367-7524.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio, 824, with Carol Alt in the studio, telling you about Trinitas. And I'm so proud to announce that my friends, and these are indeed my friends, at Trinitas Regional Medical Center, have a new center dedicated to women, together with the Connie Dwyer Breast Cancer Foundation. They recently opened the new Center for Excellent Breast Care, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas. Here, every woman is treated to the latest in screening, diagnosis, and treatment, regardless of her ability to pay. There's even a breast navigator available to guide women through every aspect of their care. This is a state-of-the-art center staffed with a full complement of breast health specialists that features the latest technology. And most importantly, you know what? It's a welcoming, safe environment for every woman who walks through their doors. I know the staff at Trinitas. I tell you about Vic Richel, my buddy, and my friends at Trinitas. This is a personal thing when I tell you about Trinitas. And I know that their high level of caring and compassion is behind this new center, as it is for every service Trinitas offers. If you or a loved one would like to learn more about the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas, please call 908-994-5984. It's 908-994-5984. Or visit their website, please, TrinitasRMC.org.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Hey, Joe Piscopo with Carol Alt on the radio, 826. Can I go to Mel real quick, Al, before we go to Jeffrey Lyons? Mel, how you doing this morning? Great. Thanks for calling. Sorry to keep you waiting, buddy. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Joe. I hope you recover quickly, but this isn't the first time you fainted. First time you fainted is when Stevie Wonder went to Dion's hair salon when you were working there.
Did me and Eddie faint when he walked in?
Yes. Right. That was it. And you know how, you know, Godfather references of everything?
Please.
With regard to
always.
The airstrike today, you know, over in Iraq, it's like Sonny Corleone said, they hit us and we hit them back.
Well said. Mel, thank you. See, I knew I should have taken that call. He always has something good to say. And I see the calls. If you just hold for a second, because I want to bring Jeffrey Lyons to the airwaves at 2826 on AM 970, The Answer. Jeffrey, good morning. How you doing this morning, my friend?
Did you faint, really?
Well, you know what? In a sketch, I fainted, and then I did. My blood pressure left my brain. You know, it's called syncope, I think it's called, Jeffrey. And that's exactly what happened. And I went down because I mixed medication. Yeah, like, that was the stupidest thing in the world. You know?
Are you sure it wasn't when they mentioned your name on the Eddie Murphy Saturday Night Live?
No, it wasn't that. Hey, say hi to Carol Alt, Jeffrey Lyons, your buddy over here.
Oh, wow.
Listen, Jeffrey, I can attest to the fact that he fainted. I'm looking at his face. I'm looking at the damage that this guy did to his face. He's got a fat lip. He's got a black eye. It looks like he went 10 rounds with Sonny Liston.
That's because you made a pass at it, Joe.
And that made him faint. Yeah, that would make him faint.
It was the backhand of Carol. No, and then like Commissioner Kirk said, I looked like I was smacked by somebody. But no, I wish I had a sexy story, though, Carol. Am I right?
I know.
Jeffrey, I wish I got
you.
You
do not have a perfect face for radio, Carol.
Yeah. I'm the guy, man. I want to go like, you should see the other guy. I was going to say make up some story, but I'm
I know you're too honest, Joe.
Ridiculously honest to a fault. Jeffrey, how we doing film-wise this weekend, my friend?
Well, nothing important opens this week. If you were a producer, you wouldn't want your movie to open this week because everybody's away and they've seen all the films. So it's a good time for me to go over the best films of the year, if you don't mind.
Please.
There's a movie called The Song of Names, which has just opened with Clive Owen, and it's about a Hasidic violin prodigy in London in 1939. His father brought him over there from Poland to study with a teacher there as the war breaks out. And then years later, he disappears, and Tim Roth plays his friend grown up. They've been boyhood friends, and now he's played by Clive Owen. The Song of Blues refers to a song that rabbis memorized the names of all the victims at Treblinka. The concentration, and it was filmed there. Part of it was filmed there too. It's not an upbeat film, obviously, but it's a deeply touching film. Then there's 1917 about World War One, which is a strong Oscar contender for Best Picture.
I hear this is spectacular, Jeffrey.
They don't make many movies about World War One.
Yes, exactly.
Two soldiers go off on a dangerous mission, and it's from Sam Mendes. Did American Beauty, and it's inspired by his grandfather's stories of combat in World War One. They Shall Not Grow Old was a documentary by about World War One soldiers, and they took silent footage, colored them in, and then they checked the uniforms, and they played old recordings of World War One veterans taped in the 60s before their voices got really old. And they matched them to the what was on the screen.
Wow.
Then there were some documentaries, Maiden, about an all-girl or all-woman crew that sailed around the world in a race. Where's My Roy Cohn, about the villainous lawyer. Mike Wallace is here. A documentary about Mike Wallace.
Wait, that's great. I didn't hear about this.
Something
about Mike Wallace. That's very interesting.
Yeah, it's a whole documentary about his life. He used to host a game show.
Right.
He used to be a pitch man.
Right.
He was an actor. Yeah, and he became the... If Edward R. Murrow was the Babe Ruth of TV journalists, he was the Joe DiMaggio. And then there's The Sea of Shadows, a documentary about attempts to save the vaquita, that there are only 15 miniature whales left in the Gulf of Mexico. Then on Netflix, there's The Highwaymen, with Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson, the real story about how they captured these two Texas Rangers came out of retirement and captured Bonnie and they killed Bonnie and Clyde. Downton Abbey, the movie version of that wonderful show.
Yeah.
A Hidden Life, a true story about a conscientious objector in Nazi-occupied Austria. Mm. Bombshell, about the toxic environment at Fox News. Marriage Story, which is a strong contender for Oscars as well, with Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is my favorite film of the year.
You love that.
Really?
I've ever seen.
Wow.
Did you see that, Carol?
I didn't see that, but I heard that.
The performance is unbelievable. Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
I take back everything
Leonardo
I've ever said about Quentin Tarantino. And the real Sharon Tate appears in the scene, too. I met Sharon Tate once, and it just was a haunting time.
Yeah.
But it's got the most surprising, shocking ending I have ever seen in a movie. And I've seen almost 30,000 movies.
Oh, Lord.
And that's my favorite film of the year. And then if you can't see those, check out Blinded by the Light. True story about a young...
Great film.
Pakistani guy.
I saw that.
Whose life is changed by Bruce Springsteen. You saw it?
I thought that was one of the brightest films I've ever seen. They took it and...
They
had a kid who was a Muslim in... I guess it was England, Jeffrey? Yeah, in England.
In a dreary little town, too, not in London.
And the influence that Bruce Springsteen had on his life.
And they became friends, and he wound up going to 100-and-something Bruce Springsteen concerts.
Great film.
And finally, Yesterday, about a guy who wakes up after being nearly killed in a bicycle accident, and nobody in his world has ever heard of the Beatles.
Beatles,
so he starts
crooning
Beatles songs. So there are some really good movies in an otherwise rather ordinary year, and today's a good day to look back at films, particularly since the Golden Globes are coming on Sunday night.
Right. Hey, Jeffrey, before we let you go, do you see Eddie's movie Dolomite Is My Name? Did you see? I was dying to hear your
very
reaction.
Powerful.
Yeah, I mean, Eddie's performance in that got to be Golden Globe. Did he get nominated? I'm sure he did on that.
The Golden Globes are nice to look at, but they don't really mean anything once the Oscars come up. Then there's a Screen Actors Guild Award. I vote for the Critics' Choice Award.
Yeah.
And there are ad nauseum, the People's Choice Award.
Yeah.
You know, the old gold cigarette awards. Remember those?
Oh, man.
Maybe there's too many awards.
Yeah, it could be. It could be like that.
Harold, do you know who Joe Piscopo's TV idol is? Jan Murray.
Okay. You got me on that one.
I know you just.
Joe and I speak another language from another era.
But people, I have to tell you, people say, I love when you and Jeffrey get together because we make every esoteric reference. By the way, before I let you go, Edward R. Murrow, tell me you met Edward R. Murrow from
I did. We were on his show, actually, when I was a child.
He met everybody, this guy.
He came to our house, and when I interviewed George Clooney, I said, here's something you're not going to find on Regis Philbin's show in the next hour. And I showed a clip of part of my family's appearance on person to person. Nice.
Good evening, Mr. Morrow.
See, every show, unless it was the president, yeah. Every show had two people on, 15 minutes for each one. And after they finished with us, they went to Kim Novak in Chicago. This will date me. And they had audio problems. So they were going to come back to us. And everything had been scripted. Yeah, and so yeah, we had the makeup taken off. We had to, you know, where we were about to shower and all that. But luckily they got the audio. But it was December 1955. And I can send you, it's on YouTube, actually.
I'd love to
and
see
And my
that.
Brothers and I and my mother's lighting candles my on a look. Friday night.
It was, the name of the show was You Are There. What was the name?
No, You Are There was Walter Cronkite. What sort of a day was it? A day like all days, filled with those events that alter and illuminate our lives. And you were there. No, it was person to person.
Carol, do that.
They made him do that show so he could do See It Now, the important show.
Amazing. Hey, Jeffrey, sending love and all the best for the holidays, my friend. Happy New Year.
And you get to work with Carol Alt and you get paid for it, you know?
And I don't. What is this? What is this? How did this happen?
My fluttering heart.
No, Jeffrey, we love you. And we're sending our best. All right, Happy New Year. Thanks, Jeffrey Lyons, right there, right? Carol is here. Carol Alt is here. And Al is here also. Did I spill something? That was on my big feet that
no,
I got in the way.
You kicked me.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean
totally
to.
It's totally fine. I'm wearing black. You can't see it.
Sorry. Look at you. I'm so dorky, Al. This is my life story.
It's those big faux crocodile shoes.
He's gonna need another bandage for the other side of his head. He keeps it up. Right?
I'm trying to be so cool. I take my big. I'm playing footsies with Carol underneath the soundboard, and I knock over the chair. Whoops. Yeah, sorry.
Mr.
Cool. Hey.
Hey. Hi.
How are you?
Jill Piscopo.
You like the bump on my head? Carol's rolling your eyes.
Want to know where I got this?
Now you got a new story Jill where Piscopo. You got that, Joe.
Yeah, exactly. I filled out. Hi, Joe Piscopo.
And then this will be your explanation.
Thank you very much.
Right?
Thank you very much. 8:35, Joe on the radio with Carol and Big Al standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
44 degrees at 8:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The American Jewish Committee launching a campaign aimed at stopping the current rash of anti-Semitism that's unfolding in the New York City area. On Monday, January 6th, they're asking everyone from all backgrounds to come together under the hashtag Jewish and Proud. Leaders with both the AJC and other Jewish organizations have thanked law enforcement for stepping up their efforts after last month's shootout at a kosher deli in Jersey City and Saturday's machete attack in Muncie. AJC spokesperson Jason Isaacson says there's a poisonous ideology that blames Jewish people for the shortcomings of society, adding that such thinking must be defeated. Presidential hopeful Mike Bloomberg is skipping four early voting states. The former New York City mayor missed Wednesday's deadline to get his name on the Nevada ballot, but that was expected. The Democrat entered the race just 10 weeks before primary voting begins. A campaign spokesperson says other candidates already have a big head start in those four states, and the 77-year-old will instead focus on Super Tuesday, which is scheduled for March 3rd. In sports, Nets beaten by the Mavericks 123-111. Rangers lose to the Flames 4-3, while the Devils, they skated past the Islanders 2-1. Yankees pitcher Domingo Germán being suspended for 81 games under Major League Baseball's domestic violence policy, the ban retroactive to September 19th, when he was placed on administrative leave by the ball club, meaning he'll miss the first 63 games of this upcoming season. College hoops tonight on The Answer. Seton Hall takes on Georgetown. The pregame is at 8:50. The tip-off is at 9, right here on AM 970, The Answer. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for an annual membership today and give one away to anyone you like absolutely free. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's see what's happening here on the 1 train. We're seeing delays with signal problems, also delays on the downtown A, also delays on the uptown D. Let's go over to the LIRR Long Beach branch, a 10-minute delay because of earlier problems. New Jersey Transit Raritan Valley line is suspended, and it's all due to some ongoing issues over in Bound Brook. Inbound G, WB, Lincoln, and the Holland moving smoothly. 280 West Estepa exit 15 in Newark. It's an accident. 22 eastbound into North Plainfield. A collision over there as well. It's going to be stop and go on the Cross Bronx West at the Sheridan. A collision taking two lanes. And on the Belt West out by Rockaway Boulevard, a crash there as well. Grand Central Parkway West at 188th, an accident. And the Verrazano Bridge upper level, a disabled vehicle getting into Brooklyn. Rain today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. The brutal cold and flu season is upon us, and the number one flu symptom is fever. So use a thermometer that's proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies, the Exergen thermometer. See our educational video at exergen.com.
Hi, Joe Piscopo. I have a special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listeners specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets, all with free shipping at MyPillow.com. 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? Are you receiving your share of the leads? If you're not effectively using digital media, you could be losing sales by the second. Even worse, your customers can be grabbed up one by one, never to return. Not sure if you're losing out to the competition? Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. Salem Surround is a full-service digital agency providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Total market penetration for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn more how we can help you place your advertising message in front of today's digital consumers. Salem Surround helps deliver customers by putting your business message in front of the right person at the right time.
Get a complimentary digital analysis and get ahead of your competition. Call Salem Surround, 212-857-9635 or surroundnewyork.com.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. We'll talk about it in a second. 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. Right. And I see the phone calls. Hold on. Well, and Carol Alden in the studio, so anything can happen. Hey, so I have to tell you about Retro Fitness. I'm, you know, a workout guy. I'm a workout guy. I'm telling you, that's why I think I'm tough. When I think I could take whatever I want. I could take whatever medicine. I got this. But, you know, what I try to do is stay in shape. And that's what I want to tell you about Retro Fitness, because I'm very passionate about this. And so much so that we invested into a gym. It's in Flemington, New Jersey. It's Retro Fitness in Flemington. I'm pumped about it because I think it's cool. I go into the gym. It's our gym with my business partner, Stacy. And this year in 2020, I want you to know, are you ready to get real? You. Get ready to get real with your fitness goals. I have a deal for you that doesn't leave you a choice. You have to get real with this because it's never been done before. It's BOGO. I know you're thinking I'm saying buy one, get one free. No, buy one, give one. You buy one, give one. You can give away. If you buy one, you give away a membership to absolutely anyone you want. How cool is this, right? Unlike other gyms, we created this offer with no gimmicks or strings attached. The offer is exactly what it says. Buy an annual membership. Is this great, Carol?
I think it's a great idea.
Right?
Workout buddies.
This is the Retro folks are great. And they came up with it. Buy an annual membership, give a one-year membership away for free. The free member doesn't pay a cent for 12 months. They can come to Retro Fitness at any time, with or without their friend, and can access any of our clubs around the country. But of course, we'd love you to go to Flemington, New Jersey, to our gym down there. Call or speak to my business partner, Stacy. She's great. You're going to love her. You will love Stacy. 908-238-3695. 908-238-3695. We want you to get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. And check out, please, retrofitness.com.
Everybody knows this guy. Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. It's Joe Piscopo. Good. Okay, it's 8:42. We got some time with Carol. Carol, you're the best. I just love when you're here.
Everybody loves when you're here. I just want to know what took you so long to open up.
I know.
A gym. What is this?
You know, Stacy is a great gal. She's a very successful businesswoman. So she goes, and we met professionally, and she goes, you should have a gym. And I went, duh, okay, like that. And she did everything, really. She
I'm
did
thinking,
everything.
Duh, why didn't you have it earlier?
Because I'm like, Mama, look, what am I going to tell you? I hit my head. I fall down, I hit my head.
Maybe you hit your head and then you got like an epiphany.
Oh, look at this. And it's a great gym, by the way. It's a great gym. We would be so honored if you come down. Why don't you make a personal appearance down there? Meet Carol Ault. We could do one of those things, you know. Where
oh,
we...
sure. Another thing I got to do for free for you.
No,
Joe?
Not
what
free.
Is
not free. No, what do you think I am? No, this
no,
is outside.
What do you think I am?
Outside the radio, we compensate, meet supermodel Carol Ault. That'd be kind of fun. Now, something to think about. Raw foods, the whole deal. That was so funny. I'm going to the calls in a second. I got to tell you, though, when we're at the and thanks for coming to the Frank Sinatra celebration at Patsy's. That was great.
No, that was a lot of fun.
You walk
it was
up,
a lot of fun.
And you know when you walk in, you don't walk. You glide in. Carol Ault glides in. Did she make an entrance? Albert, she make an entrance. I mean, really.
I know. I think I shocked him. He almost fell off his chair.
See?
Because he'd written me the day before. He said, please come to Patsy's. I'm like, I really can't. I'm doing this. Right. And I was able to move things to give him a two-hour window. And we were on the radio for 2 hours.
You were so kind. Thank you. And
maybe an hour and a half I was there.
No, you were great. And Steve Tyrell was there. And then Tony Danza came in late.
Tony Danza came in late. It was the whole gang.
And Arthur was there. So it was and Tony LoBianco. It was just great. And thank you for that. So now I'm going to sit and I'm going to try to eat. You were so funny. And then we sat down together. And we were trying.
Oh, here we go.
No, so and we're and then Steve Magley was singing, and we're trying to talk, and then I grabbed salt. I grabbed salt.
He grabbed table salt. Ew.
Is that bad for you?
It's terrible for you, especially if you've got high blood pressure.
So, but you got a picture of this. I'm with Carol, and there's all action going around. We just did the broadcast. Everybody's still on a high from the broadcast. I grab the salt, and I turn my wrist to go to put the salt on the spaghetti.
And I grab his wrist.
Don't do it, Joe.
What
am I doing?
She
goes, I have salt in my purse.
I said, I have the salt you need.
That was the best. The Ault salt.
The Ault salt. It's Celtic sea salt, but it's so much better for you. And by the way, it's minerals, so it's actually,
but
you know,
no one, I can see people
you.
Say, don't do that, don't do this. You said, don't do that.
And if you would have, like, if we would have been in any other restaurant, I would have handed you my olive oil.
You have the olive oil in the thing, too?
I have a bottle of olive oil, and yeah.
Wait, because the olive oil in the restaurants?
Normally, it's cooked olive oil. I mean, it's, you know, it's cheaper. It's cheaper than the cold pressed. They do is they'll put the bottles of cold press on the table and then refill it from the kitchen with the junky stuff.
So what's the olive oil that you have?
It's Italian, baby. I carry it back from Italy, hand carry. Although last time they wouldn't send it out, it's still stuck in customs in
Italy.
Is
that right?
Okay. Yeah, you know, it was a $33 bottle of olive oil that FedEx wanted $150 to send, and then they didn't send it because it got stuck in customs. Who wanted me to pay them to let it go through customs?
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
Are you freaking kidding me? I could have carried this thing home, except I was going to shoot the movie in Portugal, and I thought, I don't want to carry this. Let me just ship it.
Are you going to the premiere? Did you go to the premiere in Portugal? You go to the premiere?
No. It'll open in Italy first.
Oh, and you'll go there? Oh, in April?
Yeah.
I told you when you're doing
your Perillo tours.
We just happen to be there with the family.
I just happen to be there at the same time.
We'll be on the tour bus. And Carol Ault is here, ladies and gentlemen.
You'll be on the tour bus. I'll be on the red carpet.
I know. Hey, let me go to a couple calls if I can. Hey, Big Julie's been waiting. How great is it that we have a listener named Big Julie? I love going to Big Julie. Big Julie, always appreciate you listening, brother. What's on your mind this morning?
Always a pleasure. Well, first off, I'm an animal lover. And every morning when I listen to your show, I listen to your show with my pet pigeon, Marconi.
Is that who we hear in the background?
Wait. Say hello, Marconi. Say hi. That's right. He was rescued from the street a couple months ago, and he sits on my shoulder every morning.
No, Julie, you're serious. You got a pigeon on your shoulder as we're talking to you now. And that says here what we're... Huh?
His name is Marconi. Matter of fact, I walk around the building sometimes with him on my shoulder. He hangs out. And the Jewish people here say they've never seen anything like it in their life.
Julie, thank you, man. Thank you for being so nice to your pet pigeon. I would be... germaphobe me.
No, I rescued a pet pigeon once. Somebody plucked his tail feathers so he couldn't fly. So he was rolling around on the street, and Ronnie and I were coming home from dinner after a game, and I took a shoebox and I picked him up, and it just turned out somebody had plucked his feathers.
Aren't they real dirty, though? Are they dirty?
I put him in a bird cage and in the corner. Mm. He grew his tail feathers back, and then one day we just let him go.
Let me go to Mike in
Big
Jersey.
Julie would love me.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, good morning. What's on your mind this morning? Thanks for calling, my friend.
Good morning, Joe. I don't have a pet pigeon on my shoulder, but what I do have is AM 970 on the radio, and I just want to wish you and everyone a healthy and happy and successful 2020.
Oh, you're most kind, Mike. Thank you. God bless you, my man. Thank you so much for listening. And I have to tell you, too, I have a litany of cards here and letters from everybody, and I can't tell you how much. And when I come here in the morning and we open the microphone up and I talk to you, I do know you. And we are so grateful for you being there. And then when we go on social media and everybody vilifies Carol, social media, because you get the wackos, you know, you get the wackos. But people that follow they on Facebook, on Instagram.
Wait a minute. I'm glad I don't read your social media. I'm vilified?
No. They vilify everybody. you know what I mean? You get the trolls. But most, I have to tell you, and I gave everybody a shout out on when I was with Raymond Arroyo on Laura Ingraham show last night on Fox. I said social, and they know who I was talking to. These are folks that follow, and not a big following, but it's not negative. We're positive. We take the high road, you know, and that's what we try to think.
No shoe videos? We should do your shoes on the shoe video, these faux blue crocodile things.
Sure, I'll do a shoe video.
Yes, come on.
Yeah. You think this is...
You're going to have another bump on your head.
I have a bruise on my leg from him trying to play footsie.
I was an accident. I'm sorry.
I'm soaking wet with tea everywhere.
Debbie, you gotta help me.
Look at Joe. He's like humming.
Yeah, oh, please. My clumsy feet. It's the bump on my head. No sleep last night. Oh my god.
Oh jeez, that'll do it. That'll do
any
it.
Any other excuses that you have? Yeah, sure. Debbie New Haven's out there looking out for you. Traffic wise, 8:49 on AM 970. The answer. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Carol. Good morning, everybody. Let's take it out to the Cross Bronx West at the Sheridan. It's an accident. One lane is blocked over there. Alternate side parking rules in effect. Westbound belt slowing down at Rockaway Boulevard with a collision there. Grand Central Parkway West at 188th. It's an accident. Still moving okay at the inbound GWB, Lincoln, and the Holland. It's a little bit busy for you on 280 East Exit 1 in Parsippany with a collision on the shoulder. 280 West getting out toward Exit 15 in Newark. They're cleaning up an accident there. 22 East at Watchung Ave out into North Plainfield. That's another accident as well. And on the Thruway South, Exit 10, a collision getting into South Nyack, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Bronx River Parkway South at Oak Street into Yonkers. It's an accident in the process of being cleared. Still seeing delays on the 1, 2, and 3 trains. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder explains it's tough to get the truth out of Washington.
James Comey being interviewed by Chris Wallace. James Comey had repeatedly said that the dossier was valid, verified, truthful. Either it was essential or it wasn't. You said it wasn't critical. IG Horowitz says it was. Oh, I don't understand him to be saying that, but maybe I'm wrong. Hard to say. Can we move on to something else?
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. Steve Perillo and I have put together a very special customized 8-night, 10-day Easter in Rome tour, April 9th through the 18th, a once-in-a-lifetime trip for some of my closest friends, you, AM 970 family of listeners. Here's the itinerary. Good Friday and Easter Sunday in Rome with a group mass on Easter Sunday. Saturday night, dinner and performance by yours truly with special guest Steve Perillo. Then on to Assisi. Next, explore the Tuscan countryside. Siena, Pisa, Chianti, Florence, Cinque Terre, and more. 5-star deluxe hotel in the heart of Rome. A restored villa and mill in the Tuscan countryside. You'll get the best of both worlds. Rome for Easter, then slow the pace down in the beautiful Tuscan countryside. Call 800-431-1515 and tell them you want to fly away with Joe P to Rome and Tuscany. 800-431-1515. Visit, please, ParilloTours.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 853. Michael's of Brooklyn is where you got to go. Carol, you got to go out. And I know Fred, he's listening. Fred and Johnny and Michael himself, Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York, one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of the United States.
Well, you know how I feel about Italian food, Joe.
Oh, stop. Oh, God, you're driving me crazy. This is. You are so bad. You really are bad. Michael's of Brooklyn is Avenue R. Nostrand. It's out there, and it was deemed one of the five best Italian restaurants by the Food Network.
Wow.
So the cuisine is great. The ambiance is great. You are going to Michael's of Brooklyn with us, if I may, Miss Salt, next time out there. And Fred is great. The whole Cacci family is great. They've been with me, I have to tell you, from day one on this radio show.
If they support you, Joe, we will go and support them.
There we go. And by the sauce, by the way, and the gravy sauce, whatever you want to call it, Michael's of Brooklyn, you see it right there, all natural, all raw foods. You will love it, and you'll see it right on the shelves all across the country. People text me from all over. They tweet me from all over that they see Michael's of Brooklyn. So if you're listening, you hear the voice. If you're outside New York, when you can see all the places that you want to see in New York, Statue of Liberty, Freedom Tower, Ellis Island, you want to see all of that, you got to stop by Avenue R and Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York for Michael's of Brooklyn. I'm telling you. And then if you see in your supermarket shelves Michael's of Brooklyn sauce, take it home. You're going to say, hey, Joe was right. This is spectacular. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05. This is one of the great broadcasters of our time, Mike Gallagher. Just a talented, talented guy, but a guy with a heart of gold. Mike, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us. Say hi to Carol. Mike, we're all admirers of you.
Of course. I'm loving listening to the rapport and the banter with you and Carol. Happy New Year. I was following your Christmas escapades and your holiday exploits with your family. So great to kick off the New Year with all of you this morning. Happy New Year.
This is one of the great broadcasts. Carol, talking to Carol. Mike Gallagher is like a legend. He's a conservative, but he's compassionate. He's great. The way you are, it's really, really. Did you hear the plug I gave you with Raymond Arroyo on Laura Ingraham's show yesterday? Did you hear me? Yes. They said. I said.
You know, I knew you were doing Raymond Arroyo. I know you were doing Raymond as he was filling in for Laura, right?
And I said, Raymond. And he goes, I said, we keep it positive. We're Salem Media. I said, we got Mike Gallagher, Seb Gorka, Dennis Prager, and then I threw in Larry Elder because Larry would have got mad if I didn't mention his name.
Sure, thank you for that. But and by the way, Mr. Fox News lately, you are everywhere. you're on more than the logo in the lower third of the screen. I mean, Fox.
I got to tell you. They're so pleasant over there, and when Dina Martin and I did Baby It's Cold Outside.
I watched it. I DVR'd it, and I watched it three times. It put me right in the holiday spirit. You guys were perfect together, Joe. Congratulations!
They're
loving you over there, and you're in the embodiment of what we ought to be in talk radio too.
Trying,
you know, we talk about trying and fighting the good fight and doing it with in good faith and doing it with good cheer being vicious and not being mean-spirited. I mean, you look at the president's move, and I cut my vacation short by a day to come in today to cover this Iranian bombing. I mean, look at the terrible takes. The Washington Post, breaking news, airstrike kills Iran's most revered military leader. Here they go again. I mean, this guy is responsible for the deaths of hundreds of Americans and was plotting to kill many more.
They didn't use the word revered. They use the word
literally. Townhall.com, Washington Post torched for another awful headline, and they said breaking news: airstrike at Baghdad airport kills Iran's most revered military leader, Qassem Soleimani. Wow. I mean, Joe, pay close attention to the way people are reacting to this bold, courageous decision by the president and the Trump administration. It's a powerful move. We're starting 2020. 2020 with a bang. We'll break it down today with some great guests. Colonel Daniel Davis currently serves as a senior fellow for defense priorities. He'll join us at 10:30. We're going to talk with a lot of newsmakers and, you know, breaking news and what to make of it all. And I can't think of a better way to start 2020 than with you and Carol and Al. Where's Frankie Fiveboroughs today?
We have no idea.
He's missing in action?
Yeah, but I think a well-deserved little break he's having. But, Mike, Christmas was good. Well, you know what? I know you got to go. We're going to be listening at 10:05. Christmas was good, though. Christmas is good in Florida?
It was. I had a reconciliation with one of my sons.
Wow, so Michael.
Wow, Merry Christmas.
Haven't talked to him in four.
Right?
Yeah, Carol, it was a big moment because I haven't spoken to him in few years, and so, you know, now the Gallaghers, we put the disc in function, so it was, but we got through it, no paramedics, no
guy.
Sheriff's Department, and we got through it.
Congratulations.
Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year, Mike. We'll be listening. Welcome home.
Love you guys.
Love you
Take
too,
care.
Man. Mike Gallagher, 10:05, truly a great guy, truly a great broadcaster. Oh, that's, I want to get into that. We will. We'll talk about Mike's reconciliation with his family. Hey, Dr. Sebastian Gorka on the show, 9 o'clock hour. Professor Alan Dershowitz and you at 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. We're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
44 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Southern Ocean County Animal Shelter is currently dog-free. The County Health Department said yesterday, over the past few weeks, 52 cats and 30 dogs were adopted from its facilities in Manahawkin and Jackson, which includes all of its dogs. An Ocean County Animal Facility spokesperson says the adoptions represent one of the better holiday seasons they've had in several years. Police are searching for a group of suspects wanted in a string of thefts in a Manhattan movie theater. Cops say the same individuals are suspected of stealing moviegoers' bags in at least 9 separate incidents at the AMC Lincoln Square 13 Theater between July and December of last year. The victims' credit cards were also used at various stores around the city. Anyone with information is asked to call the NYPD's Crime Stoppers hotline. In sports, Nets beaten by the Mavericks, Rangers lose to the Flames while the Devils beat the Islanders. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.